to be my friend. And Ham, the father of Canaan, saw the nakedness of his father and told his two brethren were out. And Shem and Japheth took a garment and laid it upon their shoulders and went backwards and covered the nakedness of their father. And their faces were backwards, and they saw not their father's nakedness. And Noah awoke from his wine and knew that his younger son had done unto him. And he said, "Cursed be Canaan, a servant of servants shall he be unto his brethren." And he said, "Blessed be the Lord God of Shem, and Canaan shall be his servant." And Noah awoke from his wine and knew what his younger son had done unto him, the younger son being Ham. And he said, "Cursed be Canaan, a servant of servants shall he be unto his brethren." And he said, "Blessed be the Lord God of Shem, and Canaan shall be his servant." I know it sounds crazy, but I need to talk today as the Lord has given me unction about 2 weeks ago, as he gave me a series of sermons this month to talk about racism from a historical and theological perspective. And I want to talk from this subject. All black folk don't like Ham. All black folk don't like Ham. My brothers and my sisters, the first 12 Africans arrived in Jamestown, Virginia in 1619. They arrived on a Dutch frigate in 1619. They were the first Africans that we believe were ever brought to North America, which was then the origination of the 13 colonies of the United States of America, or the British North American colonies. Now, the slave trade and the transportation of Africans out of Africa as servants began as early as 1440. And of course, they came to Hispaniola, which is now the Dominican Republic, and other areas of South America and Brazil earlier. But the first 12 to come to what we now consider the United States of America didn't happen until 1619. From 1619 to 1865, our ancestors served as Negro chattel slaves. It's really only 246 years. All these people talking about we were here for 400 years. The country ain't 400 years. It's really just 246 years of Negro chattel slavery. And one of the things that happened during Negro chattel slavery is that their oppressors, many of them who claim to be Christian, had to figure out a biblical way and a theological way to explain their servitude. They wanted to be Christian. They claimed to be Christian. They claimed that this city, this country, was a city built upon a hill, that it was a place where there would be religious tolerance and everyone would be able to worship their God. But they had to explain, how do we worship God but still kill and enslave persons of a different hue? Now, my brothers and my sisters, I don't have enough time. You have to take my class, Afro 201, Afro 202, back at the university. But you have to explain all that. I ain't got enough time to do all that. But you know that the fact that we weren't the first choice to be servants. So they wanted to use the indigenous people here to be their servants, and they tried European white indentured servants, and we just found out to be the strongest and the hardest working. And I don't want to be racist or xenophobic, but I would argue that we're still the strongest and the hardest working. And so again, these European oppressors and colonizers had tried to find some biblical reason why Africans were enslaved to Europeans. And so they reached back over time and found this one scripture out of Genesis 9. And you know the story. If you don't know the story, you need to come to Vacation Bible School. That there is a man by the name of Noah. Noah, of course, is the one who built the ark. Noah is the one who survived the flood. He is the one, and his children would then supplant and then make and then provide the seed to increase and restart God's creation. It is from the loins of his three sons, Shem, Japheth, and Ham, that the world would be repopulated after the flood. One day, Noah is drunk. Well, not one day. He was a drunk. One day, his son Ham. One day his son Ham sees him drunk, and he begins to laugh at his father, and he goes to get his older brother Shem and to come laugh with him at his father's drunkenness. Shem, being the older brother, does not laugh at his father, finds out that his father's in his tents drunk, but in a drunken state, and the Bible says that Shem took a blanket, Deacon Farr, and backed into the tent and covered up his father so he didn't see his father's nakedness or drunkenness. I love this text so much in life, and it's one of my daily prayers that God would cover me. Shem does not see his sin. Shem backs up and covers his father. And what we need more in Christianity is people who will cover us. Help me, somebody, instead of posting about us and tweeting about us and putting all of our business on Front Street. I don't have enough time today, but we need people to cover us because all of us are yet sinners. All of us will make some mistakes in life, and instead of broadcasting somebody else's mistake, you need to back up. And he covered his father's sin. But then when his father woke up, Shem, the older brother, told on his brother and what had happened the night before. And the Bible says that after Noah sobered up, he said, "Blessed be Shem, and that the descendants of Canaan would be the servants unto Shem." He didn't say nothing about Ham. He said the descendants of Canaan would be servants unto Shem. Now, you got to understand that the Bible is written from the Old Testament, as I tell you all the time, it's written backwards. It's a historical book. It's not written like a newspaper. It's not written forward. So they look back and say, well, this is how this thing happened. This is how the Canaanites became the Canaanites and the Semites became the Semites, because Shem is the father of the Semites, which are the children. You ever heard that word, Semitic? Shem, Semitic. Ever heard the word Canaanite? Canaan. So Shem is the great, 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 I ain't got enough grace to tell you, grandfather of the Semitic people or the children of Israel. Canaan here in the text is the great, 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 I ain't got enough grace to tell you, of the Canaanites, which are the current day Palestinians. And so when they look back over time, and they look back over times, but then look forward, they saw, well, the Semites are a little lighter. The Canaanites are a little darker. So this explains why the Europeans enslaved dark people, because of what they call the Hamitic curse. That because Ham laughed at his father cursed his descendants to always be servants unto his bigger brother, Shem. Now, my brothers and my sisters, I don't have enough time to unpack all of this. But you got to remember that Shem and Ham are brothers. They come from the same two parents. Put that picture up. If they came from the same two parents, I couldn't find a picture of Ron and his brother, so I don't have. I know this ain't a good example of melanin. I know there's not a good example of darkness. But because we have the two same parents, can you get it? You understand what I'm trying to tell you? You understand what I'm telling you? I'm trying to tell you. So how one become a European and the other become African if they got the same two parents, unless there's a genetic mutation? Got 5 minutes. They have the same two parents. So if they have the same two parents, they have the same genes. And they're both born in Palestine. So they're both going to exhibit some form of color. But Aaron, we all know that in Leviticus and Deuteronomy, they talk about a people called lepers who lost their color. And they called lepers because there was no Dr. Parker there, no Dr. Reed there to explain why do these people lose their color. There was no medical science during that time to let people know there was something called albinism. And when you have albinism, you don't have the gene that makes melanin that makes your skin darker. Help me somebody teach. And so those persons were quarantined. They were sent up into the Caucasus Mountains where we get the word, oh, y'all so smart. And then they moved north up into Europe. And they had to live in caves because their skin could not deal with the sun because they did not have the gene melanin. All right? So put up Acts. What Luke tells us is this is what happened. That God hath made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on all the face of the earth and have determined the times before appointed and the bounds of their habitation. God has made us all of one blood, all nations of men, to dwell on the face of the earth. I don't believe in the concept called race. I cannot stand to use the terms black and white. Maybe one of the reasons is because I was asked all of my life, what are you? Help me somebody be a witness. Come on. Come on. Come on, y'all too. Go on. And when you're asked that all your life, it does bother you. All right, it hurts you to your core when you have to, especially my mom's not here, but you've seen Queen Elizabeth II. Nobody believes that my mama is black, but she's just as black as anybody else in here because we come from all ranges. Can I get a witness up in here? That's why we are such a beautiful people, because we can be me and we can be Ron all at the same time and all be at the same cookout. But there's other people who can't stand when we get together at the cookout. Is there a sense of jealousy? Because we don't get skin cancer? Is there a sense of jealousy? Because you know hate begins with self-hate. The hate of others begins with self-hate. That's why you got to have a tanning bed be put in 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue so your skin can get a little darker, but you ain't got enough melanin for it to look right, so it looks orange. That's why the white of your eyes are white, because you got on them little caps today. Next time you see the devil, you see all this white, but all this orange because of them little caps you got to put on. And hate begots hate. The last president we had, he might have had eight years of these mass murders. Not eight in 1 year. Not two back to back. You cannot say that this is coincidental. That the hate that is spewed out of the lips, I'm sorry, but it's the truth, and you can be mad, out of the devil, out of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, that is speaking into people's spirits. And unlike the cover that was put over Noah, it is giving cover to all these white supremacists. And it's giving them liberty and freedom to espouse hate and divide our nation. But it is not the plan of God. But it is to the Jew and to the Gentile. It is to the Jew, the Greek and the Gentile, that the love of God was preached for salvation. And so we need a Savior. We need a Savior. And we have Him. And the only thing we have to do is return to Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith. You know, for those of you who mothers who experience the blessing of childbirth, your biggest pain was your last push. The most pain you had to have was the last push that birthed your child. And so we're going through some pain right now in this country. There's some parents right now in El Paso who are in pain and despair right now. There's some parents right now that are in Dayton, Ohio that are in pain and despair right now. They're having their Friday night fright right now. But is there a witness that knows that the darkest night is midnight, but that joy will come early in the morning? Anybody can be a witness that you've been through some pain in your life. You've been discriminated in your life. You've been held against because of your gender in your life. But God has made a way out of no way. People have told you you wouldn't be nothing because of where you come from, because of the color of your skin. But God has made a way out of no way. And I'm telling you that no devil in hell and no devil in 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue is going to stop the plan of God. And you've got to believe with all your heart that we're going through this pain right now because God has got a blessing in store. And I wish I just had, Erica, a few more people who believe in God, who believe God, that God will never take you through something unless He's taking you to something. Aaron, you didn't go through what you got through to get to where you are right now without having to go through some pain. There's some cancer survivors in here, Seth. You ain't had to go through what you go through without having to go through some pain. There's somebody in here who's been chosen by God to go through what you're going through, and God has chosen you to go through it because you've got a testimony on the other side. Anybody got a testimony on the other side? Anybody got a testimony on the other side that it will work out? There might be one today you want to get to know this Jesus. There might be one today as we stand on our feet, you want to get to know this Jesus. Don't miss